hoax, Joe Biden already has a coronavirus recovery plan and a strategy to create more jobs while also tackling the climate crisis. Vote for a president who will stand on the right side of history. Vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Paid for by Black PAC and Priorities USA Action. BlackPAC.com and PrioritiesUSAAction.org, which are responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
But they've got the experience.
I'm still in shock 3 or 4 years later that we're in this position now. Our democracy is at a pivotal point.
From the top, we don't trust our government. We see the trouble we're in economically. We've got 170,000 Americans dead, and yet this president will do anything he can to make it seem like things are better than they are.
I did more for the Black community than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
It's our responsibility. If we don't lead that effort to make things better, we can't ask other people to do it. There is no good reason not to vote.
Right, we need to have individuals that are in office like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
They are our best shot to take us forward.
And that's what makes me incredibly hopeful, but we really do have to work for this thing.
To the thousands who did not vote, we need you to show up for our future and for our country.
You cannot sit on the sidelines. You gotta get in the game.
Paid for by Biden for president.
Everyone has a different journey to their vote, but we all take the same steps. If you want to vote, register by October 19th. If you want to vote by mail, apply now and mail your ballot back as early as possible, before November 3rd. Or bring it to a satellite election office. If you want to vote in person, go to your polling location on November 3rd. However you want to vote, we'll help you find the way. Visit PhiladelphiaVotes.com.
Home of the happy hour. With Sincerely Sarita. This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia.
Streaming live at wordradio.com and on the Word Radio app.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
You had to start so young. Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD. And, man, a few announcements before we get started. First, I want to congratulate my wonderful wife. We just celebrated our six-year wedding anniversary. And last night, we went out and had a great time. And I just want to, again, you guys who know the First Lady of Recovery, Cilla Ford, give her a call. Six wonderful years of being married. Commit. Yes, yes. Also, I want to thank State Representative Donna Bullock. We did a ride for peace today. We started at 33rd and Diamond. Then we wound up going all the way out to West Philadelphia. Then we wound up going back down to Fairmont. Then we went to the 22nd Police District. And then we went to 30th and Cumberland. And we ended back up at 33rd and Diamond. So Ride for Peace with State Representative Donna Bullock. And it was a great time. There was a host of folks there. Town Watch Services with Anthony Murphy and his staff, along with the Brothers of Stirring Mansion and all the other folks who was a part of riding out with us today. So we had a great time. Again, I want to thank the Stirring Mansion community and the many folks who participated in the funeral for our good friend, Shockey Dion Bynum, yesterday. Shockey was a true leader, and is leaving a wonderful legacy right here in the heart of Stirring Mansion. And I'll be remiss if I don't mention the fact that we're going to rename the basketball courts right there at 33rd and Diamond. And I spoke with Commissioner Catherine Ott for the Department of Recreation about changing the names of the courts. And she mentioned to me that, you know, in the city of Philadelphia, when you think about all the stuff that has happened since the pandemic, and then, monuments and statues. So we got to be careful in terms of when we go moving forward, changing the names of monuments and statues here in the city of Philadelphia. So you guys stay tuned for that. Tonight's show is sponsored by the Consortium with John White. And John, if you're listening, just give us a call here at the studios at 215-634-8065. I'm going to say that number again for anybody. 215-634-8065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. We on all social media platforms. We on Facebook at Forward, Twitter at Onward, Instagram at Onward, Tumblr even at Onward. Or you can download the free WURD app in your Android or iPhone. Listen, you cannot miss the show. We do the show every Saturday from the hours of 6 to 7, bringing hope and healing over the airways here at 900 AM WURD. And you know what? And watch this here. And I hope that Pico is listening. We had some electrical problems in our house. And for the last 3 days, the lights were blinking, so on and so on. And we've been calling Pico. But again, you always got to have a backup. And I wanted to thank the electrician who came today, Mr. Clayton Pruden. And if you're looking for a certified licensed electrician, please give Mr. Clayton Pruden a phone number. His phone number is 215-849-3657, 215-849-3657. And I want to thank him for his commitment in a timely fashion of getting to my house to severe the problem. Take a look at what's going on there. So we're still waiting on Pico. And it's been 2 days, Pico. And I hope anybody that works for Pico or anything, just let them know that we're trying to get this issue resolved. So I don't know, man. There's a lot that's been going on. And don't forget, we have 24 days to make sure that we all get to the polls on November the 3rd. Yeah, we can't wait any longer. So if you guys are viewing and listening, get your family and friends, get your mail-in ballots. Get that. We got to get this done. So It's what it is. So I don't know. We are really working feverishly, and I want to give kudos out to the young lady that we are working with, Rhonda Kelly from Rhonda Real Estate, and her team. That we are putting together a movement of all treatment programs and churches, asking them to provide us with their vehicles, their vans, their buses, so we can get our elderly folks to the polls. And I'm going to say that again. If you need a ride, if you know some elderly folks, a person who needs a ride, give me a call right here, and we'll take down that information. We'll make sure that you get that information and get to the polls. So, it's a lot going on, man. So I just want to thank Jihad for assisting us in here tonight, because you guys were listening to the show prior to my show. And believe it or not, man, is these type of shows that has keep us vibrant and fluent in terms of bringing information to the listeners here in the city of Philadelphia and around the nation. Trust me. So I don't know, man. So I really want to get right back into a little more discussion about the importance of voting. And I think that those who were listening was listening to the previous show with the commissioner about ways we don't want to play with eliminating. We just want to make sure that we folks can have the time to get to the polls to get things done. We have to change the direction on what's going on November the 3rd. So there's so many other folks we want to thank, man. And again, me and my wonderful wife, we were there last night. Yeah, and the food was wonderful last night. I just want to thank her for that commitment, getting us to that place so that we can have a great meal last night for our anniversary. And I just want to thank her for that. It's so much going on in the community with this gun violence and these shootings. And I need to be honest. I am so afraid. Not afraid. That's not the right word. I'm just frustrated with looking at the news media at night when there's always a shooting. And young folks, men and women, girls and boys, it doesn't really matter. So, let's see, Mike, I don't know. That might be one of our callers. And I'm waiting for my good friend John White. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening with the voting in the city of Philadelphia and around the nation and what we must do. What we must do to get this thing done. So, if you know my good friend Rebecca Bynum over there, that's Shockey's mother, who lives there in the Hardest of Rain Mansion. And Becky, if you can hear my voice, we just want to let you know that we love you. We love you and all the work that you've done to create a wonderful son like Shockey and all his friends and families and loved ones. Yeah. So Shockey will truly be missed. For those that are in the funeral business, you guys know that Shockey really played a major role in communicating and getting information out to families that were suffering a loss of a loved one. So it's so much that we must do. So, hey, listen, we got Friendly Fred calling from Northern Liberties on line one. Friendly Fred, what's happening, man?
Thank you, Report. Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. I just want to talk about divine order right quick. I just want to say divine order is being directed by God. Divine order is divine government, God in control. Divine order is the flow of the Spirit as we yell to his guidance and direction. Divine government is the word truth active in our lives. Divine order is living in covenant power, right standing with God. And my system of the Bible is upright, faithful, forever true, just and righteous to all eternity. That's what I have to say.
Hey, Pretty Fred, I just want to thank you. I haven't heard from you in a while, man.
I know. Sometimes it's good to, you know, just lay back for a little while.
You used to always call with some poetry and some words of wisdom. So you've been okay, Fred?
I've been holding on in tears sometimes.
So are you preparing yourself to vote on November the 3rd?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's good. Are you inviting your friends and family and everyone else to make sure that we get this done?
Agnes, just talk to him and tell him to vote.
Yeah, that's thanks, friendly friend. Thanks for calling, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so, you know, and that's going to be the discussion tonight. If I can get John White to call us here in the studios, 215-634-8065, I'm going to say it again. And probably there were some technical glitches in terms of how we've been communicating. If you all been doing it, let's think, over the last couple of months, because of the pandemic, we haven't allowed people to come into the station. Yeah, we have to protect our hosts, our guests, and everyone else. So we've been utilizing other means of communicating and viewing. So Skype is one of the mechanisms that we've been using. And sometimes these things happen where we just don't connect the dots the right way. So it's a lot, you know. And yeah. Oh, okay, cool. All right. So, I'm not sure about that. So, it's, you know. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and hopefully we'll get John on the phone here at 215-634-8065. We're going to take a break, and hopefully when we come back, we'll have it all connected the right way. Until then, stay with us. We'll be right back.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch, and just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The consortium. 267-233-5163.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
Hi, this is Billy Paul, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with my main man, Rick Ford, on WURD 900 AM.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
Hey, we're back here at 900 AM WURD. And again, I reiterate the fact that if you're listening, man, you can tune in. Any questions, concern about what's happening with the upcoming elections? And if you saw the debate the other night, I want to hear your comments. What do you think? Are we in a winning race? Are we moving forward? What do you think? Phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. And I'll say it again, 215-634-8065. And we want to make sure that we get some of our elderly folks, our seniors, those that are in nursing homes and all those things. We want to make sure we can get them out to the polls. So we're going to go to Line one, and we have John White on line one. John!
Finally. How you doing, Ray?
60-40, the score is still the same. John, they still winning, but we in the race. The struggle continues.
The game ain't over.
So, man, it's good to hear your voice, man.
Good to be with you, Rick.
Yeah, and apparently we're going to get this thing correct in terms of how we communicate. And I kind of reiterated the fact prior to getting you on the phone line to those that have been viewing and listening, because of the pandemic, we've not only protecting the host and the guests and the producer and everybody here at 900 AM, we've created a new movement to try to get this information out so the listeners and viewers can see who's here, who's talking, that whole thing there. We'll get it together, John.
I'm sure we can, you know. I'm sure we can. We didn't have a chance to practice. That's what happened.
Yes. So, you know what, Jan, so let's talk a little bit about this upcoming election. I'm quite sure. For those, Jan, who've been watching the media and the debates, the recent two debates between the president and the vice president, and then what just happened with the vice president and our girlfriend, it is equally important that... Go ahead, Jan, I'm sorry.
These are incredible times that we're living in, you know. I mean, I don't think the founders of this country ever envisioned what's taking place right now, you know.
Yeah.
That debate was horrendous.
Yes.
It was an embarrassment. It was seen around the world. A friend of mine called me from Venice to tell me that he had seen it and that we ought to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
To call this man the president. Then he ends up catching the virus, and now he's Superman.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's not infectious. He's got hundreds of people there at the White House today.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible. And Pence, you know, Pence is the candidate of the Christian right, the far right.
Okay? Yeah.
And I don't know how he can justify, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he just asks for forgiveness for how he has supported the most ungodly, unchristian-like president that we have ever known. And when you think about what's been perpetrated on the people of this country, think about this. He got a virus that he could have prevented.
Yes, he could have. Yeah.
He's getting the best health care available, being paid for by the taxes that he refuses to pay.
Yeah.
And thirdly, he wants to take away health care from millions of people.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you call that, except crazy. He's trying to take away health care while he's getting the best health care.
Yeah, for him.
Paid for with your tax dollars that he doesn't want to pay and hasn't paid.
Yeah.
And you've got a disease that if it followed the protocol, he very well not only could have avoided infection himself, but how about the 21 people who contracted the disease since that?
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny, John, when I think about his behavior? I'll go all the way back, and I've been saying this since the beginning of the year with the impeachment process, right? And then, you know, when the pandemic came about, when the coronavirus came out, and he was saying it's a hoax, right? And he was blaming it on everybody else. But now, I want to be honest. You know, playing devil's advocate, do you really think he contracted the coronavirus?
See, I'm trying not to go there.
Okay? Well, yeah.
I'm trying not to go there because I don't know, in a political context, how that becomes a winner.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
He got the virus because he wasn't protecting himself.
But you know, you know how we call it, appeals to your emotions?
But Rick, think about what you just said. This is the president of the United States, and we doubt that he's telling us the truth about his health.
Absolutely.
That tells you how little trust we have in this president.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just hope that we don't allow anything or anyone to prevent us from going out and casting this vote.
Yes.
This, we've been saying for a long time, you know, vote like your life depends on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this context, it literally does.
Yeah. You couldn't have said it any better, John. Yeah. Yeah. It's so important as the days trickle down to November the 3rd that it's so many external components that he's creating to disturb and destroy the movement of the Democratic Party in terms of getting people to vote.
He wants to destroy anything or anyone.
Now,
not part of him.
Now, I'm just speaking on behalf of Rick Ford and not WRD. I think the whooping that he took in the debate, his team said, listen, you are going under based on that first debate. You need to fall back and create a new way. So he wants to eliminate going into the next debate.
He did.
Yeah,
they
just
canceled it.
Huh?
They canceled it.
Yes, yes. But at the same time, he wants to appeal to the emotions of the American people by telling them he contracted the coronavirus.
Except the man who has never shown empathy seeks empathy from Americans.
Yeah.
He wants from us what he wouldn't give to any of the folks who have died, any of those folks who have gotten sick. He has no capacity. Look, who did he blame it on? How did he say he got this?
Yeah.
Okay? The military.
Yeah.
Soldiers.
Yeah.
Okay? The Gold Star families. They want to hug him. They want to kiss him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's blaming them. Not the fact that he wasn't protecting himself by wearing a mask from others and requiring others to wear a mask to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Wow.
But I'll tell you what.
Hey, John, watch.
I have a feeling that we're coming out on the 3rd of November.
Victorious.
Victorious.
Yes. John, guess who we got on the line? Our good friend Woody from the barbershop. Hold up, Woody.
Woody. Hey, man.
Woody, I'm glad you're on with us, man.
Well, look, I can't. When I got my two favorite people on, I gotta do something.
Yes.
Watch out, man. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm trying to make it here, and I just wanted to find out, did you get any other information on those voting machines? Because those are the things, like I said, we're down to the wire. But there are people out there, as I stated, that can't read so fast at all, and some can't read at all.
So yeah,
they're the ones that did the straight ticket. We're going to lose those people if we don't show them how to use that machine, or at least give them an opportunity to practice before November.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to hear back from the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they're going to probably say something about the virus, but if, in fact, they wear their mask and don't have all their sanitary equipment, I don't see why the fact that they shouldn't have one, because there are people that you can't mail to their address. You see what I'm saying?
Hey,
if you live in a shelter,
yeah,
how do you get it?
You don't.
And what are they, 25,000 homeless people?
Yep. You got it, John. So we don't want to miss out on those folks, because they do want to vote. And then after we get this 45 out of there, we gotta do something about this reading issue. Because as I stated before, if you go online, nomore0%.com, you spell a word percent out, and you'll see Brother Shamari put on there that, in fact, that we only got two schools higher than zero that are percent reading proficiency. We got to do something about that, John. And I know we can, because these are very intelligent people. They just can't read because they went to the wrong schools. All of the kids that are going to these different universities, as I stated, I'm not in the position to call myself African American, because an African American comes over here freely, gets a citizenship, makes sure that he already has a good 1 to 12th grade education, and he can take advantage of those colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. These inner city young men can't do it, and women that went through these inner city schools, and whether they're grandparents or parents or children, it's not acceptable to have 0%. I mean, reading proficiency in a major city like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We've gotten used to mediocrity, and failure is acceptable.
Yep.
Well, you know, I said this, Woody and John, several months ago, and I go back to the very beginning of the year with all the things that are happening in the school district, and this is just me again. I said they should fire William Hite.
We spoke about this back in January.
Yes, we did.
Well, listen. Let me tell you, William Hite, they can fire as many people as they want, Democrat or Republican. This is an American issue.
Yes, it is.
Started 400 years ago. back when they told the slave not to read. They didn't want you reading because they know how intelligent you are. Exactly. Once you're able to read, you have a tool now that you don't have to be hungry. You have a tool that you don't have to not be able to pass a test or fill out an application. The census, that's the other thing, John, I wanted to say to you. The census should be every year, because these new immigrants that are coming over here, nothing wrong with that. I don't knock any of that. They are the ones taking advantage because they got the good 1 to 12th grade, whether it's from Africa, Asia, Europe, or Japan. Doesn't matter. We have to do something with those inner city people who, like I said, I'm a non-immigrant. Children of former chattel slaves living in America today. That office in City Hall needs down there. And when you talk about an office for LGBT, nothing wrong with that. Let them have it.
Yeah.
Or immigrants, nothing wrong with that. Let them have it. But why do we not have an office for the non-immigrants, children of the former chattel slaves living in America today, who have suffered more than any other culture from this country? 400 years, John, of that kind of labor with no pay, plus no education, plus treated like animals. You're not even human. You were property. Now that you own your own property, John, we got to do something about it.
Yeah. You know, Woody, when you talked about that, I haven't forgotten about that office in City Hall.
That's what we need. We need that, Rick.
Yeah, we're going to work feverishly to get that done.
Yes, because that's going to open up doors for other cultures to see. And they're going to come because they want to know. America's not going to tell a story. America's not going to, Democrat or Republican, they're not going to tell the story. We got a separate story. As Malcolm X said, this is not a civil rights issue. This is a human rights issue.
Yeah.
Take it to the world court, and that's what we have to do to show. And we don't have to go to the court. All we got to do is have our office so that we can share who we are.
Yeah.
We've never identified ourselves in this nation.
Yeah, well, we're going to work on that, Woody. Man, we got a lot of work to do.
Yes, we got work to do, but it's okay. We've got to get 45 out first, and then we'll move on. But we can't forget, and I always say this, my grandmother would say, God created the devil for a reason. To give you an opportunity to straighten yourself out. So if it wasn't for 45, guess what? We wouldn't be talking like this.
Absolutely.
So that's why we got to get to work. That's all.
Thanks, Woody.
All right, brother. Later.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on, and, you know, I'm always glad when Woody calls in, who brings a wealth of information to the viewers and listeners. And, John, we're going to go to line 3. We got Diane calling from South Philly. Diane, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Thanks for taking my call, the Honorable Rick Ford and the Honorable John White. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Doing good about the public schools, you know. This stuff been going on since we've been in public school. And, you know, in my family, what we do in our family, we teach each other. Like, my dad only had an 11th grade education. But every day, he gave us work to do, you know, reading and math and all that stuff. And then he'd tell us to study it. And then he'd give us a time limit to study. And guess what? He had the belt in one hand, and then he had the book in another hand. And if we didn't know what he was doing. But guess what? We all know how to read. We know our, you know, it starts at home. We have to teach our own children. We can't, I mean, what people are supposed to do, they're not doing. But we can't sit around and wait, because if we sit around and wait, our children is going to get farther and farther back behind. I have a 2-year-old grandson and a 3-year-old granddaughter. Every day, I teach them a word to say. I'm teaching them now, you know, so we have to work together and our family, and then in school, we got to get up to them school and make them teach our kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we have to do. It starts in our families.
Yeah.
It does. It really does. And, you know, even our language and expectations have to change. You know, I'll be so glad when they just graduate from high school. That's all. Just graduate from high school.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That don't get it no more.
No, it doesn't. You know, and Jack, what's great about that, and this is why I'm really disturbed. The superintendent knew back then when things were happening with the asbestos, the water in the lead pipes, and all this stuff. And there were no, you know, it seems to me it's systematically designed like that. You think about these kids now that are currently going to school. The Chromebooks aren't working. And, you know, you put so much pressure on the parents who've been trying to work. Now they have to kind of quit work to come home to assist their kids with trying to read and be acclimated with these Chromebooks. It's all designed for failure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, this is a very dangerous cycle that we're in. Very dangerous. But you know what? I still have this undying confidence in people that if you provide the right information and access to that information, we'll make the right decision.
Yeah.
Okay? And the one thing that, you know, we love about WURD is providing people the information that they need to make the wisest choice.
Yeah.
And that gets overlooked, you know, as we talk about this. You know, the importance of the information that gets shared through this medium, through WURD, makes a heck of a difference, a hell of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
In the lives of so many people in this region who will take the time and have the wisdom to listen.
Yeah. You know, we used to have a theme here at the Information Station, Committed to Solutions. And, you know, it moves me when I'm riding around and people see either my shirt or something relating to WURD. And the electrician that was at my house today,
right?
I told him, he was like, really? I said, you know, I'm going to give you a public service announcement about your commitment and the work that you're doing. We have to learn how to support each other. And where would we be without WURD? Think about that, John.
Right. You know, and they're following in a tremendous Philadelphia, you know, tradition from the Georgie Woodses to the, you know, Mary Masons.
Yeah.
You know, the talk show hosts of yesteryear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old school folks who opened up, you know, their radio lines for, which is the very thing that WURD is now providing for us. And congratulations to the general manager, to all of the hosts on WURD, not you though, Rick, and everybody else, but you, for the tremendous amount of work that you do and the influence that you have in this great city of ours.
Yeah.
And in the black community.
Yeah. So someone called and said, name the electrician Clayton Pruden. Pruden. Clayton Pruden. 215-849-3657. He's a licensed, certified electrician. Give him a call.
How much does that time cost?
You know what? That comes from my heart. And, you know, and he was one of us.
There you go.
So I want to make clear about that. And when you see folks who honorably come out to support you, and you know what's funny, John? He came through, did an assessment at my house, and I said, sir, what do I owe you? He said, no, you don't owe me anything. But guess what we did? We wrote him a check.
See, that's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. We didn't hesitate. So we want to thank him again for his commitment. And I'm still holding Pico. Oh, boy. I'm going to do a whole show on Pico probably next week.
Don't stop at your chewing company.
Yeah. So I don't know, John. You know, when I look around the city and we watch this, and I want folks that are viewing and listening, please get this. John, I've been a part of food distribution over the last 3 months. I want to thank thank Common Markets for providing food to around the city of Philadelphia. Watch this here. Last week I get a call, not from Common Market, but from someone says, Rick, could your people use some more food? I said, sure. I went to the location to pick up. It was 3 pallets. So it might have been either 300, excuse me, about 300 boxes of produce, food, meat, milk, all that. And there was a letter in the box. It was a letter in each one of the boxes. Guess where the letter came from?
Where?
Number 45.
Are you kidding me?
I want folks to listen closely.
Are you kidding me?
John, number 45. Now, the folks that have been providing food throughout the summer, and I want to thank those folks, the farmers, Common Market, my friends over there.
Archdiocese share.
Right. They shut down the contracts, and number 45 said, let us get the food and give it out. And put the little letter. I should have brought the letter in here. How strategic wow. is that? Yes. So if you got any product boxes from people over the last week, and there was a letter in the box, if you got that letter, I want you to call in and tell us, read the content of the letter to us. And it says, this comes from President. Boy, oh boy, what game is this?
See, that's ridiculous. See, in the meantime, you've got good people. I mean, Amen Brown, for example.
Yeah.
He's running for state representative, okay?
Uh-huh.
He held food drives throughout the summer, giving away free food. And I mean good food, okay? Good, nutritious food.
He's doing yeah. a great lesson.
He doesn't have one piece of literature in the food packages that he's handing out.
Wow.
And here you got 45.
Yeah.
Okay? Going to prostitute the process.
Yes, he's doing it.
Hats off to Amen Brown for what he's doing and the way he's done it.
Yeah.
You know? But please, Rick, I'm going to have to go. I'm going on here that I got to help out with.
Okay, but listen, I love you, John.
Listen, to our community, we won't talk to you before the election unless Rick allows me to come back.
Oh, absolutely.
Vote on November the 3rd.
Yeah.
Vote on November the 3rd. If you're voting by mail, do it now. Do it now. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, please do.
Please don't. We need you.
Yeah, vote. Yeah. Say, John, listen, tell everyone over there at Consortium I said hello. Give my love to the staff, and we'll keep this going.
You better tell Beverly hello, too.
Yes, Beverly, yes.
All right, and First Lady, take care now.
Yeah, bye-bye. You know, being the First Lady just celebrated our 6-year wedding anniversary yesterday. We had a good time.
I have trouble getting through 6 days. Congratulations.
John, I love you, man.
Love you, boss.
Peace. All right, right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and wrap things up here. I'm getting choked up. So we want to thank John White from Consortium and all the our good friend Woody from the barbershop out there in Winfield. We're going to take a break. Listen, we got about 10 or 15 more minutes. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, please give me a call. And if you receive one of those boxes, I should say, with that letter in it, I want you to call in and let's talk a little bit about that. We'll be right back.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch. And just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the Consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The Consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the Consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the Consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The Consortium, 267-233-5163.
Right now. Tony says, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My Abby says, shine your light on the world. My Umi says, I want my people to be free.
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 Yeah. I want my people,
want
to,
my
be
people
free.
To be free. To be free. To be free.
I want my people to be free.
My people to be free as well. So I don't know, man. Just sitting back in here. I've been hearing good news about what's happening here at the station. Yes, yes, there are just so many great things that are going on. My good friend Lloyd Cummings is back tonight. And praying for healing for Lloyd. And he'll be on in a couple of minutes with you guys. Because we need that good to make it and but Rastafari music and Barbados and Antigua and all those places. And if you're in Africa and wherever you are, don't change that dial. In about 5-10 minutes, you can hear Lloyd Cummings. We got Ann calling from North Philly. Ann, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Rick. I just want to, since no one else was calling, let you know, I received one of those boxes. That was the first time I ever received it. And it did have a letter in there from the president. And I didn't know what it was. Then I looked. I said, oh, Lord. I guess he putting his stamp on it. And he was telling people about that. You know, my letter or something. Telling people about the mass and this, that, and the other. And you had the word, unless you 80 and over. And I said, oh, my Lord. I said, I guess he getting in on at the end because where I go to get food occasionally, I go like every 2 months or something like that.
Yes.
To get food. And I was this shocking surprise with this box. And I said, no. I said, he done got in on now. He let the people know about the grower and the this, that, and the other, where the food come from.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And this he, you know, like he giving you this box now. I said, a lot of people have to pay attention to the note for the simple reason. It tells you what's in the box on the side.
Yes.
So when a lot of people got the home, they put up with, you know, this stuff. And they probably just threw the stuff in there. But I just want you to know, yes.
I'm so glad.
That was in there with the president. Supposed to be a signature. I don't know what that mess was.
I'm so glad. I was praying that someone who had received the food box with the letters inside with the little note from number 45. What kind of game is that, strategically trying to influence? And, you know, wherever these boxes are being placed at, is he really appealing to the emotions of our people? That's how desperate he is in terms of trying to get us to vote for him.
Yes, he is appealing to him. He's really appealing to him. But my box comes from 22nd and Harold Street. So you know that's in the heart of North Philly.
Yes,
and they
ma'am.
Give away over 100 boxes or so every Tuesday. They give away all those boxes. And then they started down here at Germantown and came all around there. I see the people with the same boxes. So if the people paid attention to the notice,
yes.
Like I say, it's listed on the side, you know, what's in the box.
Right.
So a lot of people probably didn't pay attention. When I opened it up, I want to see what land when I look. Say, President, I said, President, what? And then when I look, I said, oh, my God, here we go.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, part of being on the radio tonight is that we educate people to the foolery, what people are trying to do. And it's quite obvious, number 45 feels like if I could give them some food, don't you really think that we are that desperate to change our vote because you gave us some boxes of produce and fruit and meat and milk?
Yes, yes, but it wasn't all that, though. I mean, what the meat and all that's on some of the produce. But anyway, because the stimulus, people hollering about the stimulus money, is he going to give us the stimulus money and all this, that, and other. Now, all he had to do now before time to vote.
Yeah.
They passed that stimulus package.
Yeah.
A lot of them going to change their mind, you know?
Yeah.
I hope that you tell your friends, anyone else
who received that box, please pay attention to the content in the box, but pay more attention to the letter and where is it coming from, and how do people feel when they open that box and read that letter? You know, and I just hope people really got to understand the game, how they are playing the game. All right.
And then I just want you to know that you wasn't alone. I did see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I thank you so much for calling, Miss Ann. It's been, you know, we have, the days are running down in terms of getting to the polls. And as John White mentioned earlier, and Woody, we don't want people to wait. We don't want people to wait. If you get your mailing ballots in now, get to the places, find out where you vote at. And again, I want to say this before I close out. We want to get the elderly folks, seniors and all, to the polls, all right? So I want to thank Mike for holding things down here. And again, next week we'll do something else. We'll have NET on here talking about some things over there at Northeast Treatment. And I tell you, as I say, it's on and popping. So we got work to do. We can't play. We can't, you know, I'll say this. Complacency is the enemy of people with time. We can't wait. We got to get it done now. So the polls, your voting places, get those ballots out. Encourage your neighbors, your sons, your loved ones. Everybody needs to vote. All right. So my final words have always been love someone because someone loves you back. To the First Lady, congratulations on our anniversary. We had a great time last night. To my two daughters, Sierra Quadia and Sayer and Samia, and to the Ford family, the Williams family, the Sanders family, and to you that are viewing and listening, to your family, we love you. Until next week, peace, and we're out of here.
This is your life. It's your life. It's mine. It's your life. It's your life. It's your life you're giving.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
But they've got the experience.
I'm still in shock 3 or 4 years later that we're in this position now. Our democracy is at a pivotal point.
From the top, we don't trust our government. We see the trouble we're in economically. We've got 170,000 Americans dead, and yet this president will do anything he can to make it seem like things are better than they are.
I did more for the black community than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
It's our responsibility. If we don't lead that effort to make things better, we can't ask other people to do it. There is no good reason not to vote.
Right, we need to have individuals that are in office like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They are our best shot to take us forward.
And that's what makes me incredibly hopeful, but we really do have to work for this thing.
To the thousands who did not vote, we need you to show up for our future and for our country.
You cannot sit on the sidelines. You gotta get in the game.
Paid for by Biden for president.
The time is now to put an end to the chronic incompetence of Donald Trump and his league of liars. Donald Trump makes a mockery of the institution of the presidency. He's polarized our country, and his dangerous policies must not continue. Joe Biden has the character, empathy, and experience to lead us through these challenging times. He helped lead the nation out of the 2008 financial crisis into the longest period of economic growth in our history, and he can do it again. As president, he will heal divisions and unite us around the shared values of justice. He'll create opportunities for quality education and good-paying jobs, and he'll build on the Affordable Care Act, not tear it down. While Donald Trump thinks coronavirus and climate change are a hoax, Joe Biden already has a coronavirus recovery plan and a strategy to create more jobs while also tackling the climate crisis. Vote for a president who will stand on the right side of history. Vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Paid for by Black PAC and Priorities USA Action, BlackPAC.com and Priorities USA Action. Action.org, which are responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. for the Did You Know Show with host Bryant Green, right here on WURD, 96.1 FM and 900 AM.
Jefferson Health offers no-cost COVID-19 testing at St. Raymond of Pinafore Church. Testing is on Thursdays and Saturdays. For testing hours and more information, visit jeffersonhealth.org/community testing.
Looking for employment? JD's Auto Body and Painting is hiring. They have two positions if you have 5 years experience in auto body and framework. Also seeking painter with 5 years experience. And if you have experience as an A or B assembler, JD's Auto Body can be the place for you. Please call JD's Auto Body at 215-848-5949 or email JD's Auto Body and Painting at comcast.net.
This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia. Black Talk Media.
Coming to Philly Syndication Network by way of Cedar Valley, Jamaica, London, England, Canada, New York City, and finally Philadelphia, Lloyd Cummings is the real thing. A true, conscious, positive professional. Broadcasting to the Caribbean community all over the world for over 30 years. Caribbean Rhythm